Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So first of all, I apologize for putting on this show. It's not as bad as it looks. It looks much worse than it is. Baruch Hashem, I feel well. I just have this bad cough, which I think is more of a, some kind of an allergy. So I came back from Chutz Laaretz with this cough. And Kodesh Baruch Hu should take it away. He gives, he takes. Everything is V'yad Hashem. So I understand this is the last shiur we have this man. And not many Talmidim in the Beis Medrash right now. It was a pleasure to come every year of Shabbos and to share Divrei Torah. In Parshas Bullock, we have no mitzvahs, but we have an interesting sugya. Tzar Balachayim Diuraisa. If you check all the Moinei Mitzvahs, and who knows, how many Sifra Mitzvahs are there? How many Rishonim wrote Svarim to define which are the Taryag Mitzvahs Shebet Torah? So two of them, B'tkufes HaGoinim, and that is Rav Yehudai Goen, Baal Halachos Gedolos, and Rav Sadia Goen. And then, three Baalei HaTosfos. Who knows which are the three Sifrei Mitzvos of Baalei HaTosfos? It's Mag, the Moshe Mekutzi, the Smak, Rav Yaakov Mikurbel, and the Yereim, the Belozer Memetz. And then the Rambam and the Ramban. And Masefer Kol HaMachnos, the last to come along, is the Tashbitz and Sefer Zohar HaRokia. None of them counts Tzar Balachayim, neither in the list of mitzvahs to say, nor in the list of mitzvahs lo ta'aseh. So is there anything that's min haTorah? And what is it? Neither an assay or a lotas. So this is one of the examples I bring many times in my shiurim when I say, Rashi brings, when Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Klal Yisrael, and suddenly he tells them, you know, from now on we're going to have Taryag Mitzvahs. They were shocked and taken aback. And they said, we were used to seven. So, you know, sometimes it's reasonable to go from 7 to 10 to 15 to 20. 3 times 7 is 21, 4 times 7 is 28, but this is quite a leap from 7 to 613. And they said, "Mi yochal la'amid b'kol eila." So, tanuach da'atchem. It's not 613, it's far more than 613. That's not the entire package. The package is much bigger. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us what he wants and what he expects of us in many ways. Beyond, above and beyond the Taryag Mitzvahs. Ratzon Hashem. And this is a topic I discussed many, many times, and also in Minchas Osher Chumash Devarim, I don't remember which siman. Tzar Balachayim is a beautiful example. Tzar Balachayim Diuraisa. No one counts it in the list of Taryag. Doesn't belong in the Taryag Mitzvahs. Rotzayin Hashem. How do we know Rotzayin Hashem? The Vilna Shas, in Mesechet Brochas, in the beginning of the Mesechta, they printed Agdoma of Rabbeinu Nissim Goin. And Rabbeinu Nissim Goin writes, there are mitzvahs that are not written anywhere. They are written Aluach liboy shalodom, uvnese de liba, and these mitzvahs are binding to every human being, Jew or Gentile. כך כוסב רבנו ניסים גוין. אופר ואיפר אני תחס רגלוב, של כל אחד מן האחרונים, קל וחויים אל הראשונים, קל וחויים בבן בנוי של קל וחויים אל הגאונים. And I think this is totally unacceptable to rely on the collective feeling of humanity, what's right and what's wrong. If Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon would live in our day and age, I don't think he would write that. Because the fundamental ethical values of modern human beings are 100% detrimental, and they go against the Yesodos Hadas and Yesodos HaKedusha of Torah Seinu HaKedusha. So I say, Ratzon HaTorah must be manifested b'Torah. And a Jew needs to do nothing or believe in nothing unless it has a source in Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. So Ratzon Hashem, or in other words, Ratzon HaTorah, needs to be reflected in Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us his values, either what we learn from Tariag Mitzvahs, even though they're not mamish included in the Tariag Mitzvahs, but the Tariag Mitzvahs teach us ethical values, or from Sipurei Dvorim in Torah, not necessarily mitzvahs. Tzav Arachayim is a perfect example. Tzav Arachayim Diuraisa. How do we know? We start off with the Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim. So the Rambam was the greatest teacher of his time, and maybe the greatest teacher of all times. The Rambam was the first to codify Kol HaTorah Kulo, and that's the Mishnah Torah. All the Tariag Mitzvahs, all the Halachas, everything a Jew needs to know and do is in Mishnah Torah. So lo kedivrei HaTur that focused only on what's noyeg bizman hazeh, the Rambam, the entire package of Torah Hashem. The Rambam was the greatest Jewish philosopher of all times, the Moreh Nevuchim. He wrote a commentary on all the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Chelek Gimel Moreh Nevuchim is all about Tamei Mitzvahs. Let's start off with the first paragraph. Ma she'amru tzav alachayim diuraisa, min haposuk asher omar almo hekisu esasoinchu zeshorosh regolem. Ve'yomer alav malach Hashem almo hekisu esasoinchu zeshorosh regolem. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends a malach min hashamayim to be mochiach bilem, why did you hit the mule three times? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about donkeys. Otherwise, why would he send a malach min HaShemayim a million miles from far away? The malach comes to reprimand, to b'mechiach Bilam. Why did he hit this animal? Why does this animal deserve to be pained? It is from here that we learn Tzav HaLachayim Diuraisa. So the Rambam writes, it's not from a mitzvah. Madu HaKisu HaSasoyincho, Al Ma HaKisu HaSasoyincho is not a mitzvah say, it's not a mitzvah lotas, it's a story. From the story we'll learn a din. Tzav HaLachayim Diuraisa. Rashi, on the other hand, Rashi is source number three. We count from Tab Barim. Tzav HaLachayim Diuraisa, Shenemar, Ozev Tazevim, Oy. According to Rashi, we learn Salachaim Diuraisa from a mitzvah sasei, the mitzvah of prika. If you see a person has an animal, a donkey, so both the Rambam and Rashi learn Salachaim from a donkey. Not the same one, different one. According to the Rambam, it's the Osain of Bilam and the Malach Min HaShemayim. Rashi writes, Kisir Shor Ochicho Oicha Moiroi, Roivitz Tachas Masoi, Ozev Tazavimoi. We need to help another person take the burden off the back of an animal. It's from here that we learn Sabal Chayim Diuraisa. So according to Rashi, we learn an ethical value from a mitzvah, according to the Rambam, from a story. But Kuli Alma Moidim, Tzav HaLachayim Diuraisa must have a mekor in Torah Moshe. Tshuva Sarashbo, an interesting one. Sha'altu Memeni. Given the ifsik hilchas at tzav alachayim and at Torah, my time is zukum v'yena l'fich avoido, ilo mo'ene poirek, mishim tzav alachayim. So what does it have to do with zukum v'yena l'fich avoido? Zukum v'yena l'fich avoido is potom m'shuvah z'aveda. Because the shuvah z'aveda is all about monetary laws. But why would a zukum v'yena l'fich avoido be potom of prika, if prika is not only doing a chesed with a person, but caring for an animal? Tzav alachayim diuraisa v'oid. Ech pusik harambam, emoye bala behima, holach v'yoshev, yom alay zeh shepogo boi olecho ha-mitzvah, harei ze poto, shanem harimai. The Rambam paskins, if a person has an animal with a huge bundle on its back, and the owner of the animal buys a coffee, and he says, you know, you have a mitzvah of Yemoi. Would you take the stuff off my donkey's back? He's potter, because the posuk says Ozav Tazav Yemoi, with him. But if he doesn't care, neither do you. What about Tzav Alachayim? Tshuva. Shalo echad, asher shalto teret salamban, esed the kvayde teret odav. Kosev olavaran delo michvar. Zokon laavdav, kushikon hachokma, reyodin lemechubad. So this is a machlokes rishonim. Zokem ein l'fich avoidoi. Is it only kvoid ha-toyra, talmud chochem, or any person that's below his status, you know? So this is a machlokes daran and the Ramban. So the Rashba's approach is tzav alachayim diuraisa, but the Torah is matir tzav alachayim for the needs of human beings. And that's why we're not vegetarians. The Torah is matir achilas bosa. Akrovas karbonis always involves tzav alachayim. But if there's a need, whether in ruchnius or in gashmius, that overrides tzav alachayim. So kvoid ha'odom is not less than eating a steak. And that overrides tzav alachayim. Shittim kebetzes laflamid beis quotes a ravid. Sixth line, the ravid deals with the question, how do we know tzav alachayim? Where's the source? Ve'efshar de nafkale mechasima. The lav of lo tachsam shor bedishoy. Why is the Torah makbid when an animal is working in the field, let him eat? Mishum tzav alachayim. So according to Rashi, we learn tzav alachayim from a mitzvah sasei. According to the Ravid, we learn tzav alachayim from a mitzvah lo tasa. According to the Rambam, we learn tzav alachayim from a story. Neither from a mitzvah sasei or a mitzvah lo tasa. I just bring these sources to prove everybody agrees, if a person takes a big stick and he hits a dog, he's not over on the lav of lo yisachsim shor bedishoy. Ein shor, ein dayish, ein chasimo. But it is from lo yisachsim that we learn that the Torah cares about the feelings of an animal. And the same, when he hits that dog, he's not over on lo yisachsim tazav imoy. But it is from Ozav Tazav that we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares, and according to the Rambam, Bechlal is from a story. So, when the Chinuch explains the mitzvah of Oysoi v'yes benoi lo yisishchatu b'yor me'achod, Sefer HaChinuch Reish Sadik Dalet, כמו כן שהוא לקבוע בנפשנו מידס החם לו, הוא רהרחיק מידס ומחזורי של מידרו, לכן, אף על פי שהיטר לא נהוא אל מיני בלחיים למחיוסנו, we could check the animals to eat, ציבונו לבן הרג אויסי וסבינוי ביחד, ולקבוע בנפשי למידס החם לו, מטעם המיס הזוי נמצא בלחיים, עושה מן התוירו. Now, he's explaining the mitzvah of שלח תשלח אסווהם. And the second paragraph, Kol Chacham Leiv, Yikech Musa Shaloi Lamanu Yisnei Anoshim Liyoylem Bedovar Men Advorim Shiyurechoikem Betivom Im Ishtunim Banagosom Shemekpida Toir Atzah Sheyesh Abalei Chaim Shene Bnei Seichel Kol Shum Bnei Yodom. Here, He explains the mitzvah of loitachus b'shor v'chamor yachdov, because two different animals have a different pace. And if you tie them together, that's going to pain them. You know, to put two mules together, two oxen together, but don't put a mule and an ox in the same yoke, because they're different. They're different way of walking. So according to the Chinuch, there are two other mitzvahs from which might be the source of Tzar Bala Chaim d'Uraisa. And Halacha L'maisa, how does Tzar Bala Chaim manifest itself? Kol, writes the Rama on Simen Hei, and this is a very interesting Rama. Kol dover ha-tzorach l'refua, or l'shah ha-dvorim, ein behem Tzar Bala Chaim. V'lachen mutal limroit noitzes ma'avos ha-ischayis, v'leka l'mechish m'shem Tzar Bala Chaim. Mekol mokam o'oylem nimnuam, dehavi achzorias. Once people believed, if you pluck out the feathers of a goose, it's a zgula. Zgula l'refua. So we're not dealing with little feathers. Big birds on their wings have very big feathers. The ones that we use to make a kulmus for ksiva sefer Torah. And that is extreme pain. So the Rama says, well, fundamentally, the needs of man override Tzar Bala Chaim. What you do need to take into account is this so important. And if it's extremely painful to an animal, it is something that shouldn't be done. So let me say something. I might prefer to be off record. I wait impatiently, desperately, for somebody to start producing synthetic Schleimlach. I don't think there's a justification to kill 50 animals to produce a hat. Doesn't make sense to me. So the normal Schleimel, you need to kill 50 animals and cut off their tails. Doesn't make sense to kill 50 animals for a hat. At the end of the day, a Schleimel is a hat. A heilige hat. A holy hat. So the Baal Shem Tov wore a Schleimel. We assume so. We don't have any photographs of the Baal Shem Tov. But for hundreds of years, Chassidim have been wearing Schleimel. The new Schleimel is in no way like the old ones. You know, I have pictures from my chasana. And I was a chos and I wore a Schleimel today. Nobody would wear such an awful shtreimel as a chosn wore 50 years ago. So, you have some old pictures of my great Rebbe. And a shtreimel is lopsided, hanging down from both sides. So things change. So to produce a modern shtreimel, about between 30 and 50 animals, tails, it depends how much you pay for it. For $20,000, you get a Schleimel with 100 tails. Depends how much you pay. What's wrong with the synthetic Schleimel? I think it should cost about $500, and that will be overpaid for a synthetic Schleimel. So, it's not happening. Maybe it would be a good investment, I'm not sure. I don't think Hasidim will ever change. So the Rama writes, it might be a zgula, tearing out noitzes of avazim, but he writes, it's achzorius. It's too much, there's a limit. Many Rishonim write that shchita men atzaver is to minimize the pain of an animal. So, there are different approaches in Tamei HaMitzvahs. The Rambam is on one extreme end of the spectrum, and the Mekabolim on the other end of the spectrum. Tamei HaMitzvahs of the Rambam usually are very practical. Sefer HaChinuch explains two mitzvahs, Midas HaRachmonos. The Mekabolim have a totally different approach to Tamei HaMitzvahs. Everything has to do with Sefiris, and Yeridas HaShefa, the Rambam was number one in encouraging Tamei HaMitzvos. Tshuva Sarashba Chelek Aleph Tzadik Dalet comes out against this. The Rashba writes, it's not for us Bechlal to deal with Tamei HaMitzvos. Rashba quotes a Medrash that appears twice in Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Lech Lecho and Parshas Shmini. Ma ich pisloi lakodesh bochu ben shoychet men atzava le shoychet men awoyref. Loi nit nu amitzes elo le tzaref es abriers. Chazal say, does it matter to a kodesh bochu whether you shecht from this side or from that side? What's the difference? Loi nit nu amitzes elo le tzaref es abriers. Gzeira, you're an eved, you serve, you don't need to understand, do what you're told to do. That's the approach of the Rashba based on the Medrash. The Rambam also brings the Medrash, and he writes different opinions in Chazal. We maintain Ra'ui Lidrish Tam Emesis. The Rambam also writes in Mo'in Avuchim Chele Gemel, Konanoisen Tam Beproti Amitzis Einoi Elo Mishtageya Shegoen Godel. How does that fit in with the Rambam's approach? The entire Chele Gemel is Tam Emesis. The dogish is kol anoisim tam le protei amitzvus. The Rambam says we can understand the fundamental ideas, but not the details. And that's the Rambam's pshat in ma'ich pesvo le kodesh baruch hu ben shoychet men atzaref le shoychet men atzaref le shoychet men oilet. But the mekabolim go into pirtei protim. Everything has to do with Sheamus and with the Eser Sfiris. It's a totally different approach. Ben kach, Ubenkach, anything that is to the benefit of man overrides Tzabal HaChaim. But the Ramo does write, and I think the source is the Turmas Adeshen. Not excessive cruelty. And tearing out the big feathers of a bird is extremely painful, and it's not that important. So the Ramo says one should abstain from excessive cruelty. There's a halacha. Gemor and Brochus, brought in Shulchan Aruch, before a person sits down to his meal, if he has animals, he needs to first feed the animals before he sits down to eat himself with his family. And that is also a manifestation of V'rachmav al kol ma'asav of Tzah B'lachayim. And it goes some Sofer Arshas above Metzia Lamed Beis, that some Sofer writes Tzah B'lachayim D'Yoraisa D'chzi V'rachmav al kol ma'asav. But that's a posuk in Tehillim. The Uraisa needs to have a source in Torah's Moshe. I think Pshat L'chassam Sofer is Hadabeg B'midoisov, Haleich B'drochov, Ma'urachum Afaturachum. Rachma V'olchamasov just proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares not only about people, not only about Eden, about animals and Balechayim as well, but Rachma V'alkolmasov. And then it comes back to Hadbeg B'midoisov. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmav al kol ma'asov, he expects the same from us. So according to all the different sources, Tzah B'lachayim is min ha-Torah, but it's Rotzo in Hashem. It's neither a mitzvah seh nor a mitzvah lo ta'aseh. So what is the source? On our sheet we had three sources. According to the Ravid, lo yisachsim shor b'dishoy. According to Rashi, Ozev Tazavimoy. According to the Rambam, Almahe Kisu Esasayin Chuzeh Sholosh Ragolim. So Benkach Ubenkach, Tzah B'lachayim D'Yoraisa, and a person should care not only about any other Yid, but even about animals. Rabbeinu HaKodesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik in Chassidov, Kechut HaSa'aro, Rabbein HaKadosh was punished because he seemed not to care enough for an animal that was going to Shechita, and it ran to Rabbein HaKadosh for protection. And when did his Yisurim leave him? When he expressed compassion, even for mice or rats. We don't know exactly what kind of vermin they were. So that is the Madregas of Tzaddikim that care for every living creature. B'darkam shon chazal, Tzah B'lachayim D'Yoraisa. So in this week's parsha we learn about Bilam. Bilam had the diploma in Klolos. That was his specialty. He was the mumcha for klolos. Questionable profession. Chose for himself, but from the entire world, people paid a lot of money to bid him to come and curse their enemies. And Balak pays a lot of money for Bilam to come to be Makalal B'nei Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mahapech Klola Lebrocha. The Gemara in Brochas Dav Dalet and Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin says, what was Bilam's specialty? He knew the Rega Kememre that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in wrath every day. Chazal say there was one Rega Kememre, a split second, or a fraction of a second, in which the Kodesh Baruch Hu Koyes, Bilam was a Navi. He knew when that time is. And in that moment, if you give a curse, it's terrible. Tosfos asks, what could you say in a moment? What could you say in a second? Till you open your mouth, it's over. It's a fleeting moment. So how much curses could one put into a Rega Kememra? Tosfos said, he said one word, Kalein. Destroy them. One word. Nothing more. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Kalem, and he turns around the letters. If you read it the other way, it's Melech. And that is what the Pusuk says. Lahibet Avam Yankev, Laroim Yisor, Lashem Elokovimoi, Utruas Melech Boy. Melech is Kalem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns Kalem into Melech. And I ask, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to play around with letters? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to ignore Bilam's klolos, he just throws them out of the window. Well, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's problem? He needs to play around with letters and turn Kalem into Melech. What's the inyan? Libi Yoimel. Ashrei is a very special Perek in Tehillim. We say Ashrei a few times every day. And in this tefillah, Tehillah LeDavid, which we start with Ashrei Yoshve Veisecho, there are three psukim that deal with Malchus Shemayim. Do you remember which three? Kvoid Malchus Shemayim Gvoros Vidabeiru. Loi Diyel Evin Yolim Gvoros Vichvoid Edo Malchus Soi. Malchus Cho Malchus Kol Olamim Umem Shaltoch Vohol Doi Vedoyo. Realize that these three psukim are Chof Lamed Mem, Oisi Es Kaleim. So the three letters, Kaleim and Ashrei, are the only three psukim that deal with Malchus Shemayim. Libi Yomeli, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Bilam, you're a prophet, but you're a stupid fool as well. Because if they go, so do you. If they go, everyone goes. If they go, the world goes. Because what's Tachlis Abriya? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this world? In the side of Esses Sfirois, Olam HaAsiyah is Malchus. Olam HaAsiyah is the world we live in, the world we know, the world our senses recognize, and that is Malchus. A king could rule by force, but that's not a real kingship. A king wants to be appreciated by his subjects. He wants to be loved. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu created this world. And this is the only world in which people have Bechira. Uvechar to Bechayim. And we are the ones that are Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Yolamai. We are the only ones that Ashleinu Matarif Cholkeinu. Umiyachtim Shemoy Pamayim Bakol Yoim Ba'ahavo. And we say Shemay Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that is Tachlis Abriya. Malchus Shemayim. And we are the only ones that recognize Kodesh Baruch Hu as Melech HaOlam. And we are Miyachid Shemoy. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Bilam, you say Kaleim. So what's going to be with Malchus? Don't you realize if they go, everyone goes. There's no point. No tachlis in the bria. And that is oimek hasoid of Kaleim and Melech. If Kalem, there is no Melech, there is no Malchus, there is no world. There's no point in this entire creation. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns Kalem into Melech. And the three psukim in Ashrei dealing with Malchus Shamayim are Oseas Kof Lamed Mem. Another important yesod in Sidra Gro, in Ashrei Avolatzion, on the pasuk Begivurei Siyesha Yeminoi, the Gaon explains. There's an internal contradiction in this pasuk. Gevurei says Midas Adin, and Yemin is Lachamim. Smol Doicha Min Mekareves, Smol is Din, Yemin is Lachamim. So what's the pasuk Begivurei Siyesha Yeminoi? So the Gaon says, the biggest rachamim and the greatest rachamim are the rachamim that are yoytze memidas of din. When din is nefach la rachamim, that is the greatest midas of rachamim. And that's the soid of begulis yeshaminoi. And that is why we say mechal kelchai mechesed in beches agvurois. The second brocha in shmoines is beches agvurois. Gvuris gishomem, gvuris is din. And that is where we say Mechal Kel Chaim B'Chesed. Because the greatest Rachamim Yoytze Memidas Adin. In Sichas Menchaso Shechelek Aleph, I wrote a big Arichas about this. The Ramban and Parshas V'Zois Abrocho on the Posek Mi Yaminoi Eish Das Lomoi, the Ramban says the same. Yamin is Rachamim, Eish is Din. Eish is Din, Mayim is Rachamim. Miyaminoi eish das lomoi. The Ramban writes, this posuk has a soid godel, shemidas adin klula berachamim. And that is the soid of klola shenefach lebrocha. Dafka the klolas of Bilam, which are the most horrific and terrible klolas ever, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mahapach klola lebrocha. Kadosh Baruch Hu could disregard the klolas. Chaval. When the klolas nefech lebrocha and midas adin is mishpia rachamim, those are the rachamim gedolim. Liyosed lovei, the Gemara says in Shabbos Peites, Kodesh Baruch will turn to Avraham Avinu and tell him, chotu bonecha. And Avraham will angrily respond, yemocho al kedush hashimcho. Kodesh Baruch will be disappointed. It's not what I expected you to say. Kadosh Baruch Hu would say, Avraham Avinu didn't know what's Tzar Gidl Bonim. Let's turn to Yankov. Yankov knew what's Tzar Gidl Bonim. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yankov, Chotu Benecho. Surprisingly, Yankov responds exactly the way Avraham did. Yamocho al Kadosh Hashimcho. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, Lo b'savet dami, but lo b'dardeke eitza. Avraham is too old. Yankov is too young. Let's hear what Yitzchak has to say. Now, Avraham kuloi chesed. Titn chesed l'Avraham. Yankov is teferes, which is a combination of din and chesed. Pachad Yitzchak is kuloi din. How does Yitzchak respond? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, chatu bonecho. And he says, what did you say? Chatu bonai, they're my children. Aren't they your children? You are the one that said, b'yitzias mitzayim b'ni b'choy Yisrael. So why do you turn to me and say, Chotu Bonecho? They're not my children, they're your children. And then Yisrael say, let's see, let's make a cheshmen. Yemeshen is any shir mishona. 50% of the time people sleep or are not in Beisakism. So how much is left? 35. Till ad esr mishono, bechlal, beis mishono ma'al is not done. So what are we talking about? 25 years, pal galai ve pal galach. Pilei Plois. Avraham Chesed has nothing nice to say about us. Neither does Yaakov Avinu. And Dafke Yitzchak is the one. He will be the Melech Yosha. Yes. Because La'osad Lovei B'Sofa Yomim. We will need such gewaldige chasodim. The Midas Adin will be so difficult. Only Yitzchak, only Din could be Mishpia, the Rachamim, that we will need in the end of days. And that will be Al Yedei Yitzchak Avinu. So, we are still in the midst of a very difficult tkufa for Klal Yisrael and Etz Yisrael and the entire world. Yerotzen, we should see Midas Adin Nefach LaRachamim and Klolo is Nefach LaBrocho, and all the brochas of Bilim should be Neskayim, and we should Zeich Bekorot B'Yameinu to a Yeshua Salamim and to see B'Yas Moshiach Tzedkenu B'Mehera B'Yameinu Amen. Hope to see you all on Chodesh Elul, and Shenizkeh Tamid LaHagel Toiru LaAdir.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.